Coming at you for another weekly hour-long subterranean jungle blast fest featuring rollicking, rip-snorting, raunch at its very best. That's right, baby, from the beach to the boss, from the berserk to the downright bizarre. You definitely don't have to go very far to get a wild earful of sizzling sounds. Nope, only as far as your transistor radio. So turn up the volume and get set to go, baby, go. And move, baby, move to the wiggiest and gassiest grooves. Here's a cat who in 1966 was in no way bullock rock, and I'm talking about Herbie Hancock, getting the show off to a swinging start with the main title to Blow Up, a smashing movie that's a total absolute must-see, baby! Wowie, baby! Completely fab gear were France's Hawaii men from this here year. Creaming your bean by cranking out something called the Danny Wild Theme. A delirious ditty found on a furious 45. I'm flipped out, where the platters are always the ones to make me come alive. CKUT Subterranean Jungle. Time in the jungle is presently 10:06. And soon it'll also be time for John Barry to be in the throes of churning out an incredible instrumental entitled James Bond with Bongos. Hailing directly from the terrific flick From Russia with Love. But before digging music tailor-made for a double knot spy, how's about giving this here commercials a try?
Friday, a night to remember. The Green Hornet.
Stick to the back streets, Kato.
Check.
The Time Tunnel. The Minton Bell Show. O'clock high. Friday, one of seven nights to remember. A season you won't forget. All in color. On ABC.
High above an extinct Japanese volcano, four heavily armored black helicopters spin through the sky in a dance of death. Their target, one man in a flying arsenal that fits in two alligator suitcases. The odds, 4-1. They haven't got a chance. Now. Sean Connery is James Bond in Ian Fleming's You Only Live Twice. Sean Connery, James Bond, 007, You Only Live Twice. An Albert R. Broccoli, Harry Saltzman presentation in Panavision Technicolor from United Artists, a Transamerica company. You Only Live Twice, and twice is the only way to live.
You Only Live Twice, now playing at a theater or drive-in near you.
You're a pussycat, you're aware it's that. The one lets in on every play.
The AM sound.
Big gal.
Speak easy, drink easy, pull easy. Hold your groove together with Roads of Sound Sleep.
Thank you.
mind-blowing mid-60s secret agent movie, Armand Flint. That was Jerry Goldsmith with Galaxy A-Go-Go. Going out to my very good buddy, Mopar El Cheapo. And baby, you're picking up signals from the only teenage trash territory to be found on Montreal Radio, the subterranean jungle on CKUT. And yes, sirree, you're with me, the flipped out one. And prior to Jerry Goldsmith, the Ventures are providing tons of trashy fun and sending you to Garuvi Garbage Heaven with the instro 00711. And following the forthcoming messages, Maxwell Davis will spew forth an instrumental that will be absolutely out of sight. A torrid tribute to Harry Danger, that suave, sophisticated who can make any square simply die of fright.
It's as old as the Chicago Fire, as authentic as a Victorian antique, as charming as an old world. It's as fast as the last jet out of O'Hare, as hip as psychedelic sound, as aware as you are. It's the Mail M1 Shop in Piper's Alley, Old Town. A lot of history is wrapped up in Mail M1's rough-hewn walls. In 1882, the room stored lard for Henry Piper's flourishing bakery at the alley's entrance. In 1967, the room stored an overwhelming variety of Chicago's groovyest slacks, knits, shirts, belts, sweaters. The Mail M1 Shop outfits recording groups like The Outsiders, The Brian James, The New Colony 6. Dig Mail M1. In authentic turn-of-the-century atmosphere, get with authentically hip fashions. All the good labels, all their latest offerings. Stop at Mail M1, catering to you with style. The Mail M1 Shop, Piper's Alley, Old Town.
I would like to reveal a sinister plot. You see, I have a... Are you sure we're alone? I have naturally curly hair, but I use this fantastic new goo to straighten it. It's called Uncurl, Clairol Uncurl. Well, these enemy agents want to put the curl back in my hair. They keep trying and trying with atomic weather machines and yucky things like that. But I foil them with Uncurl. You see, I mustn't let my hair get curly again. It's terribly important to the future of, well, of me.
Been listening to The Girl from Uncurl, U-N-C-U-R-L, unbeatable, new conditioner, and uncurling to relax your locks, Uncurl. Think that's silly? You should see the two enormous rollers Clairol puts in the box. They're ridiculous.
More music, more music, more music, more music.
WCKUT and Tough Jack Marshall with a version of Peter Gunn that's perfectly frantic. And Morton Stevens was also positively picked to click, doing a cool cut from the Hawaii Five-O soundtrack. An instro whack entitled Front Street. I'm Flipped Out, offering up a tantalizing treat of the irresistible instrumental beat this week from the subterranean jungle, where it's now 25 minutes past 10. And speaking of the Hawaii Five-O TV show, well, the Ventures will once again make your mind bend with the theme of that program. We're preceding that piece of Sonic Slam Blam. It's with the Ventures in mind that you're going to hear all about a record that you'd be tickled pink to find. This brand new album is called Hawaii Five-O, proving once again that the fabulous Ventures are definitely instrumental in your life. The Ventures personally and proudly present on the Always Together Liberty label a skyrocketing spectrum of smash sound. Created a universal instrumental institution, and when they do a hit, you know it's been done. Hawaii Five-O, also available in 4-track, 8-track, and cassette. Now available at Primitive Records on 3828 St. Denis, baby!
Boss Radio.
Thank you.
Bikini Baby, Neil Hefti in the Subterranean Jungle on CKUT with Batman Chase. And Nelson Riddle was also putting you in the Cape Crusaders' place on a nifty number from the dynamic duo's TV series, The Batmobile. Flipped out here, and in a minute, Man for Man from 1963 are going to be too hip to be real on a single that's so colossally cool that it's totally hot. And it's cryptically called Why Should We Not?
Now, at Penny's, authentic Batman toys and games, new and exciting. Wow! Batman and Robin color portrait, $1. Batman periscope, 77 cents. Batman doll, only $9.98. Batman horn, 77 cents. Batman card game, exciting fun for $1.19. Batman game by Milton Bradley, only $2.66. Batman and Robin button, 33 cents. Authentic cape and mask, 99 cents a set. Batman belt, only $1. And a wrist radio for only $3.99. Now at 7 Big Penny stores, North Park, Big Town, Richardson, Cassaview, and Lancaster, Keyston, Dallas, Seminary South, and Richland Hills, and Fort Worth. Be the first to have one of these new toys or games and receive free trading cards and Batman rings. Hurry to Penny.
You're a pussycat and you're where it's at. The one that's in on every play.
The AM's out.
Big gal.
Speak easy, drink easy, pull easy.
Hold your groove together with roads of sound asleep.
the best Britain had to offer in the mid-80s when it came to gritty garage noise that's always bound to please. The milkshakes making you quake and bake. Thanks to that spine tingler known curiously as I'm Needing You. And after a word from the folks at High Karate, Henry Mancini will be all yours for free, courtesy of CKUT. And let me tell you, baby, he's gonna be polyphonically denting your eardrums. Yep, he's gonna rhythmically roust you until your brain spins and steam comes screaming out of your navel on some real gone dust that's gonna be an almighty must. An instrumental sender absolutely appropriate for my subterranean jungle juke, and it's called Spook.
High Karate After Shave and Cologne presents Sounds of Self-Defense. We now interrupt our regularly scheduled High Karate shout lesson for a snap quiz. If you've been practicing your High Karate shouts, you won't have any problems. But if not, you'll not only flunk the quiz, but you might get torn apart by your girl next time you try to wear High Karate. Now it's quiz time. Here's the situation. Your girl is clutching at you on the backseat of a motorcycle, parked in front of a Chinese discotheque located in the hospital zone. Ready? Shout! Okay, now. If your answer was... You know High Karate shouts 1 through 4, and you passed the snap quiz. If you missed the answer, keep listening to the High Karate instructions on this station. And when you wear High Karate After Shave and Cologne, be careful how you use it.
More music, more music, more music, more music.
Thank you. Sure ain't no joke. Those were the Viscounts from 1959, coming off as fine as turpentine on the eerie-sounding sizzler Harlem Nocturne. 10:46 now, as shiver-inducing tunes are thrown your way, and how, from the subterranean jungle. And so, how's about turning down the lights real low? 'Cause Cy Oliver's now gonna have a go with his moody melody on CKUT. Stu's Blues.
Thank you.
Can you talk about having the zing put in your swing like crazy? Reappearing on the CKUT Subterranean Jungle Platter Patrol and making all hot hipsters lose all self-control was Nelson Riddle. And baby, he just couldn't lose. Cooking first on Batman Blues and then getting his kicks with a theme to Route 66. I'm flipped out. Definitely giving you instrumental junkies heck of a fix tonight. And next, the GCs are going to be all right, blaring out the buzzsaw twist once you've gotten a load of this.
She's an unusual woman. Beautiful, glamorous, a model. A swinging model. A very special breed of woman. She knows where the good life is. The swinging model. In color. Exciting. Sensational. Utterly fantastic. She's one of the swinging models. And so am I.
And on the same program.
I'm Sabina.
Sabina.
I'm just 16.
Sabina.
My favorite way to travel is by thumb. And my most favorite word is yes.
Sabina. Yes, there's a name for a girl like that. And the name is Sabina. Sabina. You just have to meet her. In color.
May I say yes to you?
Both now rated R.
And both now playing at a drive-in near you.
Boss Radio.
We'll be right back.
Scooby-Ooby-Coo, baby. Those were the champs. That in-throw combo who made it to the tippity-top of the old pop crop in 1958 with Tequila. And they were sure zapping it on ya with another killer diller of theirs called Beatnik. I'm flipped out making the CKUT scene with my record machine saying Scooby-Doo and Scooba-Dabba. Life's a gas and life's a grabba. Hip is hip and groove is groovy. Life's a wild Roger Corman movie. And seeing as how it's already 10:57 and I'll soon have to split, how's about a subterranean jungle double shot with more of the champs giving it all they got on the solid single known simply as
Three-Quarter Mash.
This week, but don't feel too bleak, because I'll return to the CKUT airwaves next Tuesday night to suck you once more into my wild, wiggy, and warped whirlpool of cool here in the subterranean jungle. I'm flipped out, thanking you for picking up all the Ansville sounds I've been laying down, but now I'm just dying to blast, so I'll cut out like fast. Later, baby.